one takes its toll. The cherry seeds are sold. You may be walk on Africa when you're there alone.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
All aboard! The Night Train!
Sunday night at 9 p.m, it's the Night Train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown, 4 o'clock classic.
Pete and the Pirates.
Yes.
A long overdue 4 o'clock classic by the Pete and the Pirates. I think Tellerman have had a 4 o'clock classic before then.
Yes, they have.
From Little Death, back in 2008, their debut single, Come On Feet, by the band who only went on to make two albums, well, one further album, but then turned into Tellerman.
They did.
Pretty
so it's all right.
All of them.
Yeah. That song is one of the entries in the Offbeat Autumn Music League round.
This current
songs one. With hands and feet in them. I'm not going to say whether I've submitted that one or not, because it's still voting available.
Oh, still voting right now. Okay.
I'm doing all right this time.
All right. Yeah, you needed it, though.
I did.
That was the last one. Before 4 o'clock, we played something from Polly from the Dirt. He's from Darlington, he is?
He is, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't think that's all you found out.
That's all I found out. Cherry Seeds, great song. A couple of months ago, I mistakenly announced that Health had risen to number 2 on the all-time list of most bands, most songs played on The Breakdown.
Somebody wrote in and corrected you, didn't they?
I wrote in and corrected me. But it does happen today. It's going to happen today. The 58th play for Health is happening now, and it's the fifth single from the new album, DLC. Conflict DLC. Yes, an album which is coming out in 2 weeks' time. Shred Envy is the name of this track.
I haven't heard it yet.
You've not?
No.
It sounds like a health drag.
Good.
That's Health doing Health. Shred envied the name of the track, and they are now only 11 behind Jens Lekman at the top of the breakdown
in their
all-time
in their list.
We need some new music, Steve.
We need some new artists.
We need some new artists.
We do. Should we do a double of new artists?
Yes. Yes, let's do that. You go first.
I will. Mount Palomar is a Belfast-based artist who is releasing an EP called Feeding Frenzy. Not out until February the 5th next year. But this track came out this week and it features Pip Blom.
Oh.
And it's really, really good. Okay. And you're going to follow it with?
Something. Ellie O'Neill. Yeah, Ellie O'Neill. Go with that O'Neill. One. A track called Bohemia.
Okay. After Mount Palomar and Little Fractures.
I'll break the bones in the back of my hand, so I won't risk touching what I cannot stand. I grew my hair till it covers my face, and nothing can be seen, and nothing has to be erased.
Hello, Sheffield. This is Matthias from The Burning Hell. What are you doing? I know what you're doing. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Once this blinding light goes out, the story can be told of the people living and loving above.
An Irish double there. Ellie O'Neill getting her first play on The Breakdown with a track called Bohemia. And this is a track which she has been playing across the festival circuit earlier this year. It's on Saint Itch Records. And she says it's about the desire to remember, but through the remove of a window or a dream.
Yeah.
And some bangs in it as well.
It did have some bangs in it.
Some bangs. Divisive bangs.
Yeah. I am going to play another Irish artist, but another new artist. So it gives us three in a row.
Okay.
On two counts. But it's somebody who's been releasing music since 2000.
Ooh.
Yes. David Kitt released his home recorded debut in 2000 called Small Moments. The year after that, The Big Romance came out.
We've not played David Kitt.
Never played David Kitt before on the show. Okay. Yeah, The Big Romance was his first studio recorded album in 2001. Now, he signed a deal with Warner Music at the time. They owned the rights to that forevermore. He wanted to reissue it on vinyl as like 10th anniversary, 20th anniversary. They wouldn't do anything about it. So for its 25th anniversary next year, he's re-recording the whole tracks. He's doing a Taylor Swift
Taylor style.
Yeah. Instead of Taylor's version, it's Kitsa's version of The Big Romance. It's getting a re-release. Well, a re-release, a re-recording. And this is a track from that album that's re-recorded called You Know What I Want to Know. And You Know What I Want to Know from The Big Romance, Kitsa's version. That's released digitally on January the 1st, out on vinyl in April.
Now, Adam played last week for us. He sent two tracks that he would like to hear this week on the show. One of them, I played the artist, but not the track he wanted. For Archive, I'm giving him the full 5 minutes 31 of Wake Up Strange, which is the second single to be taken from an album coming out in February called Glass Minds. I'm going to get it started. Thank you. Adam did some very good talking over the end of songs last week.
So it's we should try that. Too late.
We do it over the end of Adam's song. That was really good.
It was.
Archive, Wake Up Strange. A song that justified fully its 331 seconds length.
Good maths.
Yeah. Treble seven time for you.
It is.
Go on. Swallow that.
Swallow what? That raisin. Yeah. Tonight, if you're in Manchester and you're going to see Lambrini Girls, you can see this band supporting.
Shelf Lives. I saw them last night.
You saw them last night?
Oh, they were great. Brilliant.
Yeah. Shelf Lives are kicking off my Treble 7. I'll tell you about the other two tracks after we've heard them, but this is Two Phones.
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
I like to.
The Breakdown, Album of the Week.
Wrapping up this week's three-play album of the week, Tulpa, and that was Pyro from Monster of the Week. And in the middle of that, you heard L.E., who are from Cape Town, who I've realised we've played three times on The Breakdown before.
Ah.
Yeah. And a track called Don't Be Late. I think that's a standalone single. Not committing, but I think it is. And we kicked off with... I can't read it now. Well, I've moved it, that's why. It was Shelf Lives. Yes. And Two Phones.
Very good. Very good.
All done. Over to you.
Yeah. I've changed my longest song of the day, what I'm going to play, but I figure, given the amount of times I've listened to PTUSA's album The Yips this year, and the fact that we've missed both of the other songs which were on the extended version, which was out yesterday, when they came out.
So there's disc two, they've only got three tracks on it.
Yeah, it's I don't know, that's not right, is it? No. But this final track is called The Wake, and it's lovely.
Could have talked about this, but Adam would have.
Wanted to leave the room.
USA with The Wake from the expanded edition of The Yips, which was out yesterday. All right, about 17 and a half minutes to go in this week's show. What have you got for us next?
What have I got? Plosives.
Mm.
Mm. In 2021, Rob Crowe of Pinback got together with John Reese of Rocket from the Crypt, Drive Like Jehu, and they released their debut album, self-titled album, in 2022. We played some tracks from that. They put out one yesterday without me realising. I don't think there's any pre-release singles from it. Maybe one or two. But anyway, we missed them. We're playing something from it now. The album's called Yell at Cloud, and this is called Metascene.
Breakdown on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
I'm the reason I write out your name. I was always gonna call him a plane.
Going back last week to Keaton Henson there, and a song from Parader, which is a fantastic album called Loose Ends. First time he's been played on his own on the show for 13 years. But really do recommend listening.
Has it been around that long?
I know. What you got next?
The No Twist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they returned in 2021 with their first album in 7 years, Vertigo Days. They've announced a new one, and it's out in less than half that time. It's out next year in March, I believe. And it's called, it's got a great title, News from Planet Zombie. This is the lead single from it. It's called X-Ray.
We'll be right back.
That's enough. It's good to have the... Is it the not twist or the no twist?
I think it was always word was not twist.
Not twist.
The not twist.
Not twist. What does that mean? Anyway, it's called X-Ray. Don't I mean, know. I'm asking you for pronunciation tips.
I know.
What's the world coming to?
It's not the best fake. Best.
I don't know.
Avenue to pursue.
Yeah.
I was trying to prepare this,
yeah,
actually.
Sorry, go on.
Oh, one more track to play. It's going to be a big one. Andoval is a Mexican-born singer-songwriter who works in Iceland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm expecting that, too.
Multi-instruments, Jose Luis Anderson, and he works in Iceland. This is a track off a forthcoming album called Erfin. I don't know what that noise was. We're going to start with it now. How would you say that one?
I don't know. I wouldn't try. I wouldn't even attempt it.
Don't even try it.
Back next week.
Get free. Get free. controller enough.